With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. These are anxious times if you're a stockholder. Wall Street continues to sink following yesterday's major sell-off. But the economic news, not all doom and gloom this morning. The Labor Department's latest jobs report is out.
U.S. employers added 228,000 jobs last month. The hiring numbers were up from 117,000 in February and nearly double the expected number of 130,000 for March. Workers' average hourly earnings were up 0.3% from February, about what economists had expected. Year over year, hourly pay is up 3.8%. The unemployment rate last month ticked up to 4.2%. George Williams reporting.
And speaking of jobs, a staff shakeup involving intelligence and national security employees. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The Trump administration fired the top two officials at the National Security Agency, including the director who also headed the Pentagon's U.S. Cyber Command. And President Trump acknowledged the firing of several White House National Security Council officials. The shakeup came a day after far-right activist Laura Loomer met with the president to discuss staff loyalty. He said Loomer sometimes offers advice, but claimed she had nothing to do with the recent firings. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, more bad weather in the forecast for a wide swath of the South, Midwest, parts of the East. Storms this week killed five people in Tennessee and one each in Indiana and Missouri. Tragedy in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Three members of a family struck and killed by an Amtrak train last evening. South Korea will hold a presidential election within 2 months. The nation's constitutional court has removed impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol from office. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 1,448 points. This is SRN News. Will Graham is taking a trip this weekend.
The popular evangelist, son of Franklin Graham and grandson of Billy, is scheduled to preach the gospel in Cochabamba, Bolivia on Saturday. Some 750 local churches have done the groundwork for the stadium event, which will also feature performances by Christian artists. Writing on Facebook, Graham says, quote, God is at work in Cochabamba, Bolivia, and we're excited to be a part of what he is doing. Pray that many will come to Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court appeared divided Wednesday in a case over whether states should be able to cut off Medicaid funding to Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion business. The court is considering a legal question that could have wider effects, whether Medicaid patients can continue to sue over the right to choose their own qualified provider. Several other states would like to defund Planned Parenthood, and more would likely follow if South Carolina prevails in this case. This is SRN News. Gray wolves stirring up some trouble out west.
Commissioners in a rural New Mexico county say pets are being snatched from front yards and livestock are being killed by Mexican gray wolves, prompting them to declare a state of emergency. In the latest flashpoint over efforts to reintroduce wolves in the western U.S., Catron County commissioners met Thursday to consider steps to hire more people to investigate damage reports and help haze the endangered wolves. They heard nearly 3 hours of testimony from frustrated ranchers and concerned residents. Counties in California and Oregon also recently declared emergencies because of problems with gray wolves there. Keith Peters, Washington.
The Department of Energy has identified 16 federal sites, including storied nuclear research laboratories like Los Alamos, where it could invite tech companies to build data centers in a push to accelerate commercial development of artificial intelligence. More details, SRNNews.com.